The second audience is an awesome glimpse of the actual materialized presence of Asna, the mother god, the exquisite, perfect emotional half of the deity who created us, whose mere glance reconfirms our eternal place in her heart as her cherished child. First our Messiah, then Asna, each bless us, receive our prayers, and promise us a safe trip home, again into the unparalleled love of their eternally open arms. And we leave them, adored and adoring, filled to overflowing with humble, reverent joy. We now proceed to one of the glorious, peaceful departure rooms in the towers, where the dawn dust pastels of the atmosphere filter through the blue glass facade to quiet our anticipation of this trip we've chosen. Our orientation leader is there waiting for us, skilled, calming, and infinitely loving, ready to send us on our way. We lie down on a smooth, comfortable table covered with soothing, warm blankets. Our chart is still firmly fixed in our mind, our destination chosen, our body taking form in the womb of the woman we've selected as our biological mother on Earth. We're eased into a twilight sleep, and the process of descent begins. I hope you'd never get tired of hearing me say that I love knowing there is always more to learn, because I'll probably still be saying it with the last breath this body takes. Until a few short months ago, I believe Francine and I had covered every aspect of our descent from the other side to Earth. But then I learned that spirits preparing to descend into a body were actually getting smaller. This was news to me. Somehow, I had always assumed that we're in a 30-year-old body, and then proof we're in utero, and I hadn't given it any more thought than that. Francine informed me, of course spirits physically diminish in size when they descend. I wonder why she never bothered to mention that before. For the millionth time, she replied, if you don't ask a question, I can't give you the answer. You'd be amazed at how much time I spend trying to think of questions, and I've still only scratched the surface. And so as our spirits physically diminish in size, another parallel with the process of death occurs. A tunnel rises from our etheric substance, again, across, not down. And it's through that tunnel that we descend the 3 short feet from the dimension of the other side to the womb that waits for us on Earth. Much like when we suffer a severe illness or injury that causes us to lapse in and out of consciousness when we die, our spirit is in and out of its embryo many times before we're born, so that our re-entry is not abrupt enough to cause us too severe an emotional and spiritual shock. Based on our comfort zone in utero from past lives, our spirit guide has suggested how early or late in the pregnancy to make our final entry. Ideally, we listen. I didn't. I defied Francine, entered too soon, and was bored silly by the time I was thrust into this world for the 54th time. But no matter how early or how late we finally make our full transition from home to the womb, we each experience the finest, holiest moment of grace imaginable. The last thing we feel before we leave the other side for each new, daunting, courageous lifetime is the actual touch of the finger of God, just above the bridge of our nose where our third eye would be. It is God's kiss, not of goodbye, but only of a brief farewell, knowing we're leaving paradise, not just for the sake of our own spiritual potential, but for Him as well, and assuring us, His children, that His perfect, unconditional, eternal love will light our way through all our days on earth and right back through the tunnel that will someday bring us safely home again. This has been a High Bridge audio production.